Don McLean wrote the song American Pie about the day the music died. It was the night of February 2nd, 1959, and Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens had just finished playing a concert at Clear Lake, Iowa. Today we go back to the Surf Ballroom and relive the music on this edition of the American Countryside. Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
It was the night of February 2nd, 1959. Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens just finished a concert in Clear Lake, Iowa, but the winter tour was taking a toll on the band. Bitter cold and a poor bus were more than an inconvenience.
On that tour, they would lay blankets down in the alleyway of the bus, and then someone would lay down, they'd lay blankets on top of him, then somebody else would lay down on top of that person, and they would cover that person with blankets just to stay warm.
Jeff Nicholas says Buddy Holly wanted an alternative to the bus, so he chartered a plane that night from Clear Lake.
They wanted a little bit of a break, and so Buddy contacted the manager here at the Surf, who talked to Jerry Dwyer from Dwyer Air Service here in Mason City, and said, hey, we want a charter plane.
But something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
The plane took off just before 1 a.m. on February 3rd. It was in the air for only a few minutes when it crashed here in Jeff Nicholas's field.
Don McLean wrote the song American Pie about the day the music died. The music didn't die at the Surf, it didn't die at the airport. This is where the music died.
The Nicholas family is always allowed access to the site, a few hundred yards from the gravel road into this field. A small memorial was built here by fans.
They like to leave a piece of themselves. They'll leave a business card or a pair of sunglasses or a few coins or a rosary beads or something that they get out here and they want to leave a part of themselves at this spot.
Although this field is where the music died, in many ways, it still lives, as a steady stream of fans still visit the site and the Surf Ballroom continues to host concerts yet today. Traveling the countryside in Clear Lake, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.
Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.